This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi. The projects cover key sectors like rail, road, water, healthcare, tourism and urban infrastructure. The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains and laid the foundation stone of other rail projects. Mr. Modi launched the projects during the Mahila Sammelan organized in his parliamentary constituency. Speaking on the occasion, he said, "The country's women power is the strongest pillar of developed India and the government is committed to ensuring women's participation in the country's policy making." The Prime Minister sought blessings of women for the achievement of a major national goal to implement reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies. The Prime Minister came down heavily on the opposition, saying that dynastic parties like Congress, Samajwadi Party and Trinamool Congress do not like increasing women's seats in the parliament and assemblies. Mr. Modi said the two Amrit Bharat trains flagged off today, which will enhance connectivity between Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra.
काशी से पुणे और अयोध्या से मुंबई ये दोनों अमृत भारत ट्रेनें यूपी और महाराष्ट्र की कनेक्टिविटी को और बेहतर बनाएगी। अब मुंबई पुणे सहित पूरे महाराष्ट्र के लोगों को अयोध्या धाम और काशी विश्वनाथ धाम पहुंचने का एक और आधुनिक विकल्प मिल गया है।
The stage is all set for voting in West Bengal tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections. A total of 142 constituencies across seven districts will go to polls in this phase. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 4th of next month, along with Tamil Nadu, Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections. The Bharatiya Janata Party has registered a landslide victory in the local body elections in Gujarat, sweeping all major municipal corporations in the state. Out of the 9,200 seats, the BJP has secured over 7,424 seats. The Congress Party managed to win 1,720 seats, while other candidates and parties secured 740 seats. The government has assured 100% supply of domestic LPG, PNG for households and CNG for transport across the country. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said, "Domestic LPG supply remains stable with no dry outs reported at any distributorship." Director in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving any Indian flagged vessel has been reported in the last 24 hours. Mr. Mangal said that the ministry has facilitated the safe repatriation of Indian seafarers. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said that the country is rapidly emerging as a trusted global electronics manufacturing partner under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Make in India vision. Mr. Vaishnav, along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, laid the foundation stone of Google Cloud India AI Hub in Vishakhapatnam today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met Kyrgyzstan's Defence Minister Major General Mukambetov Ruslan Mustafaevich on the sidelines of SCO Defence Ministers' meet in Bishkek. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the meeting was productive. Mr. Singh also met the Defence Minister of Belarus, Lieutenant General Viktor Krenin. The discussions between both the leaders were focused on strengthening defence cooperation between the two nations. Indian weightlifters put up a strong show at the Commonwealth Youth and Junior Championships in Apia, Samoa, winning four gold medals on day two. Sunil Singh claimed gold in the men's 65 kilograms category, while Azangfa Gogoi topped the women's 58 kg division. Abhinav Gogoi secured gold in the men's 71 kg category. In the Universal Cup, Charu Pesi of Arunachal Pradesh also won gold in the men's 65 kg event. And the government has issued an advisory to states and UTs to protect workers and labourers from the adverse effects of rising temperatures and heat wave across the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.